Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to visit my website to learn more about my books and speaking ministry. You'll find me at gracefox.com. If you need solid biblical hope in short snippets, or you know someone who does, check out my latest devotional book, Fresh Hope for Today, Devotions for Joy on the Journey. It's available wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Isaiah 26:3.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Has fear about the potential outcome of a difficult situation ever kept you awake at night? Has your mind ever recalled a hurtful situation and then replayed it like a reel on permanent rewind? Or have you ever looked at your to-do list and felt completely overwhelmed? I've experienced all of the above. When these things happen, inner peace is the last thing I feel, but it's what my heart craves most. I suspect you can relate. God has wired us with a desire for inner peace. Thankfully, Scripture tells us how to find it. Within the context of today's verse, the key to lasting inner peace is trusting in the Lord and keeping our minds stayed on him. What does that mean, to keep our minds stayed on God? The original word for stayed means to prop or to lean, lay, rest, or support. It's the same word used in Isaiah 36:6, which warned the Israelites against leaning on Egypt for support against their enemies. The prophet said that resting on Egypt to help them succeed would work against them because Pharaoh was unreliable. Let me explain this in another way. My father was born with a congenital hip defect. In his 40s and 50s, he experienced a lot of pain and walking became difficult. He understood his weakness and the risk of falling, so he leaned on a cane to prevent injury. After having hip replacement surgery, he leaned on a walker during recovery. Both the cane and the walker steadied him in times of weakness. Resting his weight on something less reliable would have worked against him. Let's take that word stayed and apply it to our current challenging situation by asking ourselves, on what are we resting or leaning our minds on at this time? You see, our minds, naturally tend to rest on negative thoughts, on our problems, and on the worst-case scenario. That never works well for us. We end up wrestling with worry and struggling with stress. Perfect peace comes only when we rest our minds on God. So we rein in those negative and anxious and fearful thoughts and refuse to entertain them. We replace them instead with promises from God's Word and with truths about who He is, the one who is wise, good, strong, and sovereign over every detail of our lives. That's what it means to keep our minds stayed on Him. And that's when we experience inner peace. Today's verse calls it perfect peace. Interestingly, the Hebrew word here for perfect is shalom. Shalom also happens to be the original word for peace. So this verse literally reads that God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on Him. Shalom means to be well, whole, and complete in every part of who we are. Using the word shalom twice back to back implies peace that lacks nothing. It's so perfect that there are no adjectives needed to describe it. This is the inner peace God promises we will experience when we keep our minds stayed on Him. So the verse says, you keep Him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because He trusts in you. That last phrase, because He trusts in you, is just another way of encouraging us to keep our minds stayed on God, looking to Him to steady and support us. Proverbs 3:5 expresses the same idea. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. The word lean used here is the same root word as the word stayed in today's verse. Leaning on our own understanding that tends to focus on the negative and on the worst-case scenario never works well. But trusting in the Lord and leaning our minds on Him blesses us with the inner, lasting peace we crave. So, friend, what's on your mind today? Are you anxious about a loved one's well-being? Afraid for your marriage? Worried about a recent medical diagnosis or financial concern? Rest your mind on God and His promises to care for you. Tell Him your fears and troubles and trust in Him to see you through. May you experience perfect peace, shalom, in every part of who you are. Let's pray. God in heaven, thank you for promising to give us perfect peace when we keep our minds stayed on you. Help us focus neither on our fears nor on the negative, but on the reality of who you are and the beauty of your promises day to day and in the night when our thoughts tend to take us down the wrong path. We choose to trust in you, the one who is fully reliable and who will never let us down when we lean on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com. There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.